I don't want to just be a total disco escape artist, but have some kind of way where, yeah, we're dealing in a dark world, but there's things to be excited about, and there's things to get you through, and there's those moments. Then this record is about those moments and the things that we chomp on to get by.
Even with an acoustic guitar in hand, Jesse Malin still has his punk rock side, but anger and rebellion aren't all that fuels him as a musician. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Moving from glam rock to roots rock isn't the easiest transition, or one that's very common. But after exiting the band D-Generation, Jesse Malin has done it well and done it his own way. After all, Neil Young and pal Ryan Adams have been as influential to his sound as the harder-edged music of his past. So the title, Glitter in the Gutter, is a perfect fit for Jesse's third album as a solo artist, and FUV's Darren DeVivo had the chance to ask how the newer songs compare to his past work.
This album probably has more in common with the stuff that you did with your old band D-Generation in, you know, the grunginess of it, for lack of a better word, than the other two as well.
Yeah, I think I had to get quiet to be able to learn how to go back to playing loud again somehow. And I think it helped me with my singing and focus on the songs and the lyrics, which was really a big problem at the end of D-Generation, my old punk band, is that people would just come to the shows for the mosh pit or to buy Jack and Cokes or to dress up or to impress some girl. And it wasn't so much about the songs. And I wanted the focus to be more about the songs. So that's why I stripped it down originally. And from going acoustic all the way up, now I've gone electric, Newport.
We'll run away in the marked cars. We'll find our place beneath these stars. Just click your heels, don't touch that dial. Hold me close, redemption. I can make it happen. I can make it happen. I can make it happen, little star.
My writing is probably a little less angry now, though, you know, I feel rock music and that kind of intensity. I come from a punk background. Anger is a good fuel, but I think it's a little less angry. Maybe I'm writing with a different voice in mind. As a solo artist, you can write about anything. You can be your own shrink, your own exorcism, your own thing, more personal. And with D-Generation or a band, I was writing for the Five Musketeers, writing for a group or a gang. And knowing that, I'm representing other people more than just myself. Here I could say anything. Yeah. Oh, I'm in pain. You know? And with this record, it was somewhere in the middle. You know, punk rock can be Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis. It could be Crass or Gogo Bordello. It's just the attitude and the lyric and the feeling. And so I write punk songs on acoustic guitars.
The angels love you more. And you know, raised on robbery and rock and roll, moving to the motor city soul, moving to the motor city soul. Sometimes I see her face. There's no place to go on the radio.
A tune called Broken Radio, performed by Jesse Malin, live at WFUV. To hear the complete interview, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.